Lee, can you stop yelling at me?
Never.
You're always yelling at me.
It's true. That's how I express my anger and frustration.
So how do you know when it's yelling and how do you know when it's passionate?
It's both.
And today we're going to tell you about the difference in how to work with yelling.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Glebe Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're on your shit 42.
Woo!
Yelling or being passionate?
Is there a difference? Maybe it's one and the same.
So first of all, I want to say before we start this talk is that we don't excuse or support any violence or abuse of any kind.
Or bad behavior.
Okay. And now let's kind of go into this idea of yelling.
Yes.
Because yelling...
I'm the yeller.
Right. Because yelling is a subjective experience, okay? And it's, first of all, the idea of yelling, volume, right?
Yeah.
For some people, volume is passion. And for others, volume is yelling. But the first thing to think about is the family of origin. What kind of family did you come from? So some families are thunderstorm families.
Right. So in my mind, it's not so much families, because in my mind, every family has different people who express anger differently. In other words, some express anger through thunderstorms and they like, ah, and other people express it through turtles. And in one family, you can have both a thunderstorm and a turtle. In fact, that's usually very common. The kind of docile, quiet person in the family that sees conflict and kind of goes into their shell versus the person that sees conflict and kind of expands or shouts or doesn't shy away from it, but rather goes into it.
So certain families, if I'm continuing what you're saying, certain families, the kids inherit this core belief that yelling is a legitimate part to communicate. It's received as a sign of vitality, connection, and passion. Whereas other families, yelling is seen, or raising your voice is seen as kind of aggressive or unwanted. And I think when we think about us, like me and Gilly came from really different, we have very different core beliefs
Framing, I see why you're saying families. In my family, there was a lot of shouting and a lot of kind of raised voices, but then we would get it out of our system and we would sit down and we would have a meal together and we would laugh and move on.
And that referred back to the conflict episode about turtles and thunderstorms. So then when people say, and I see this all the time in the clinic, and we always talk about this, is when someone says, you're yelling.
Like when you do to me.
Right. So on one hand, this is kind of a complicated message we want to say. On one hand, it can be used as a passive aggressive.
As like silencing, dismissing, right. You're yelling, be quiet, it's too much, I can't hear it, I can't take your
yelling. And the second you're saying you're yelling, I'm casting you as the persecutor and I'm the victim. Especially
right.
If a woman says it to a man, it's, oh my God, you're abusive, you're violent, you're aggressive. So immediately it's like it makes everything much more sensitive. And the problem is that volume is subjective.
Right.
And for some people, they need to get that out. They need to vent.
Me. I need to get it out.
Say more about that. There's a thunderstorm.
I need to get it out many, many times. And this was something that Asael and I have worked on and continuously work on in our relationship. He says about me, rightly so, that I go from 0 to 100 in seconds and from 100 down, you know, back down in minutes. I need to get it out. I'm upset. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm anxious. And I need to get it out. And it comes, you know, with higher decibels. And saying to me, stop yelling, doesn't actually help. It just exacerbates it.
And where else can you bring the worst of you if not into your marriage? Like you hold it, you hold it back all
right?
day.
It's like kids. It's like when kids come home, I don't know if other parents have this, but I definitely have it. And when they come home, they just like, they like let it loose. And it's like all their like tension of all the day and holding themselves, you know, and listening and like holding themselves gathered all day. They just like let it out. And they have those like 10 minutes of when I pick them up to just like, rah, like massive tantrums. And then that's it. And then they're fine. Like they let it out of their system.
And the other extreme, when it's taken too much of the extreme, that's already a sign of flooding. Refer to the episode about trauma mind.
Well, I think in general, when we get to the state where we're yelling, we're a little bit flooded. That is an indicator to our partner that we are triggered, we're flooded, we're not able to stop and speak, you know, softly, respectfully, maybe.
So what I was saying before about the complicated message here is, on one hand, you want to vent and it's legit. On the other hand, sometimes you are flooded, you are in trauma mind, and therefore you need help to stop yelling.
I think it's the same. You're venting because you're flooded.
But sometimes you're venting and you're not flooded. You just want to get things out. Venting doesn't automatically mean
I don't know. Flooded. I have to think about that.
So you think about that.
And you guys tell us how this meets
exactly.
You
so let's give a little example. So obviously, as you guys know, Galitza Thunderstorm, I'm a turtle.
Yeah.
And oftentimes she would yell in the beginning, in the early years, still till today actually, I'll get insulted and I'll turtle up the second she yells. And Galit has a classic sentence. She says again and again, I'm not yelling.
I'm passionate.
Exactly.
Because it's true, though. It's true. Okay, I take your vented thing. There are some times where I'm not just flooded. I'm just, like, really excited or really passionate about something that happened. Like, there was a wrong, and it's like an inside out, right? Each one of those characters, whoever hasn't seen it, you must see it. But basically, there's, a little red monster in our head, and that's anger. And when he gets kind of angry, then he takes over. And that little monster is there to fight for injustices and for make wrongs right. And it sometimes has nothing to do with you, but that's, and that's when I get passionate, and that's when I get excited, and that's when I may get, my volume may rise.
But what's interesting is when I raise my volume, very quickly, Glee will say, stop yelling.
Because it's at me.
Right, okay. So when the turtle actually finally steps out, the fun should be like, whoa, whoa.
No, but to be fair, since we've had these conversations, then I've allowed you and I've let it land.
And I think what we've learned here is when Galit will say it to me or when I'll say it to her, it's a passive aggressive move of actually disqualifying what you're saying. I'm not even listening to the content. It's like, oh, you're yelling, so everything you're saying is wrong. And oftentimes, I want to give one example, a quick example from the clinic. This couple, and she was in the victim role, and he was a persecutor. And every time he said his pain, he shared his pain, she's like, stop yelling. I won't listen to you if you're yelling. And he couldn't, no matter how low he went in the volume, she kept labeling it as yelling. And I kept casting him again and again, the persecutor. And that just got them stuck. They could not move. And if you constantly find yourself telling your partner, you're yelling, or you're being told, then it's time to start thinking about that.
Yeah, and also, I think that when the person is yelling, whether they're yelling because they're passionate and they're venting, or whether they're yelling because they're flooded, as long as they're not being abusive, verbally abusive, saying really nasty, awful things, then let them get it out. And then the time to kind of reflect on it and talk about it is not in that moment,
right,
but rather later. We've had many conversations later, post my kind of yelling fits, about, how that makes Asael feel when I yell, how that makes me feel when I yell, what is the need, what was it about? And we dissect kind of each instance. And I personally think, and you tell me, but that, as we've done this work, gradually I've yelled less and less. And you've actually started yelling a little bit more.
It's true. So tips, practical tips. First of all, share this episode with your partner and discuss kind of what were the yelling parameters when you grew up? How did your families of origin deal with yelling and anger? Try to understand, was it a thunderstorm family? Was it a turtle? Try to realize what your patterns are. And then try when you are feeling flooded, when you are feeling like you want to vent, try to first focus it more on yourself. First of all, speak more about yourself and less on your partner. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure your partner doesn't get flooded. So I want to vent on one hand, but I want to use more I language, which will help Galit get less triggered.
Yeah.
And then when you do experience your partner yelling.
Because when your partner is yelling, that's an indicator that they're potentially flooded.
Right.
And so you being flooded is not going to help the situation.
So if I'm experiencing a lead is yelling, the first thing to check is, am I getting really defensive? Is their content legit? And see that. And if the content is legit, then you can say, wow, you can actually say the thing and say, wow, I'm getting really defensive. You're like spitting out the truths, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, like if the content's legit. And if the content's not legit, and if you feel like they're yelling and they're just taking it out on you, and you feel like you're about to get flooded, playfully signal it to them. Say to them, time out. Whoa, this is a bit too much.
I would not recommend saying whoa to someone who's yelling. Sorry. You're going to edit that out.
I'm not going to edit that out. Why do you do that? You see? God, she's ruining everything. So if you do feel like you're venting and your partner's telling you you're yelling.
But see, I didn't take it personally. It's okay. He's allowed to yell. I can understand. I can understand why he's angry. Coming in here. I'm not agreeing with everything that he's saying. I have my own opinions. I have my own experiences. And that's okay. And you should know that sometimes your partner isn't even yelling at you. Sometimes they're just getting their rage out. They're just getting their mad out, just like kids.
So find a playful way to signal that. And when your partner says to you, stop your yelling, check yourself. Are you in trauma mind? If so, take a time out and go refer to the trauma mind episode. But if you're not and you're just passionate, say, I'm passionate. Let me get this out. Yeah. Remind them this is more for me than for you.
Yeah.
And just let it out. Another tip I want to give
it's
you is
energy. It's got
to
go.
You don't always
somewhere.
Have to go like this. Sometimes I can just vent a little bit and not necessarily do it right into my partner's. Boom. I can do a little bit to the sides. I can yell. And then Galit will be less triggered, less feel like she has to react to that.
Or what we've actually started doing is like, I'm not angry at you. Like we'll say it. We'll say it live as we're getting out the frustrations, as we're getting our mad out. This isn't directed at you.
And for that, you will need a little bit of play and some kind of like a secret language or like an agreed upon language. I'm not angry at you, but I want to yell. And then usually what I'll do is I'll break eye contact. I'll go, Because that way,
I feel like the that really helps that playful exactly. kind of like
and move it away because the second you're doing it toward your partner, they're going to get much more reactive and much more triggered, and then that's just going to escalate to two trauma minds, and that's going to be flooded. It's
two trauma minds.
So, yelling or passionate?
Yes.
That was Galit Romanelli.
That's Dr. Estelle Romanelli.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.